Radio Wave.
Český rozhlas.
Český rozhlas.
Radio Wave.
Radio Wave. Vlna, která tě strhne.
Vlna, která tě strhne.
Ve studiu se mnou jeden ze zásadních členů Einsteinova Neubauten, Alexander Hacke.
Hello.
A jeho žena, výtvarnice, a taky muzikantka Daniel De Picciotto. Welcome here.
Hello.
Alex, you told me you had a nice story too. Blue eyes.
Yeah, blue eyes. Actually, it has nothing to do with like blue eyes as in Frank Sinatra blue eyes, but it's eyes like ice cream. And blue eyes is when you fly in the airport, in the airplane, and you take a piss in the airplane. They do not actually collect your piss in a tank, but they vaporize it into the air mixed with chemicals. And then by the time it hits the ground, it'll be blue little crystals. Little ice crystals, and that's what this song got its title from.
Takže modrý let, ne modré oči, jako u Franka Sinatry, ale modrý let podle modrých krystalků, které vzniknou tím, když se vymočíte v letadle, tak oni prý vaporizují tuhle moč pomocí chemikálí do vzduchu a v momentě, kdy se dostanou k zemi, tak jsou z nich modré krystaly, proto blue eyes. But you are here because your band, Einsteinova Neubauten, are celebrating first anniversary today in Meat Factory. Einsteinova Neubauten dneska oslaví 31. v Meat Factory, přijede několik členů hned s různými solovými projekty. A můžete tam vidět i filmy a tak dále a tak dále. Určitě pro fanoušky téhle té zásadní německé, nejen industriální kapely, povinnost. What we can expect today?
We're gonna have a party. We're gonna have ourselves a party. We have DJ Cheesy. DJ Cheesy is a guy who has been collecting Neubaut music for those last 31 years, and in fact DJ Cheesy has more Neubaut music than we have, and he has been making a nice selector for all y'all tonight, and so he's going to be playing, and Andrew Chudy is doing his drum table performance, audience participation madness drumming, and Jochen Arbeit is doing soundscapes, and I'm doing live remixes of Neubaut material, and there's going to be a karaoke booth where you can try your abilities as a singer for Einsteinova Neubauten.
Only Einsteinova Neubauten songs. So everybody can sing.
Dneska večer zahrají nejen členové Neubauten, ale taky jeden z nejodanějších fanoušků kapely, a sice DJ Cheesy, který má podle Alexandra Hackeho víc nahrávek Neubauten než samotná kapela. Taky přijede kytarista Neubauten Jochen Arbeit se svými soundscapes. Vystoupí tam taky Unruh, tedy Andrew Chady se svými Beating the Drum performancí se svými nazvučenými stoly, kterých se budete moci i sami zúčastnit a hrát na ně, a bude toho ještě mnoho.
There will also be a loop of all the important Neubauten movies being shown throughout the whole evening, so that you can either sing karaoke, you can listen to the band members performing, or you can look at movies. And there's all kinds of merch things too, so there's all kinds of things, surprises and fun things that are going to happen.
Spousta věcí. Vedle karaoke, pouze na písničky Neubauten, taky tam poběží smyčka zásadních filmů Neubauten i neviděných věcí, které tady připravila právě Daniel De Picciotto. Usually when people celebrate the 31st birthday, they start to think about family. When people celebrate 31st anniversary of marriage, they have the celebration of tolerance and stuff like that. How is it for Neubauten? Like, what is it like with the birthday thing?
Yeah, that's right. We only, you know, we stay together because of the kids.
That's right. No, that's not true.
I'm proud. I'm proud that we made it this far, because as you said, you know, like there's few people manage to stay together that long in other kinds of constellations, and Yeah, well, I'm happy, and I think the April Fool's Day also is a perfect date for something like this.
Stálo je to samozřejmě taky nějaké úsilí, jako ve všech podobných vztazích, jako když jste 31 let ženatí, anebo naopak. A zároveň jim Alexovi připadá adekvátní, že tohle výročí připadá právě na apríla, což je dnes, a proto dnes budou slavit. Last Neubauten Tour showed, like, vividly that it's gonna work more as a mothership, as you said, for the solo projects, because of the second evening. So, but maybe still people doesn't have like the wider audience immediate connection. The Hitman's Heel is, for example, your band. Isn't it sometimes feeling like starting from beginning, like with every new project, or to find a new audience to convince people to come to your shows, or because the Neubauten audience is quite. No, conservative.
They're very conservative. They're so square. I've been trying all these years to establish myself with lots of different things that I'm doing, and I think all of the Neubauten members and anyone who is relevant in any way is doing lots of different things, you know. It's very few people manage to have a narrow but fine output for a long time, and basically, as we said the other day, you know, basically I'm only interested in output by people who are at least 40 years old. I'm saying, you know, like I don't care about the young squirts. No,
but it's not true.
No, that's, I'm joking, of course.
Yeah.
It's the 1st of April.
No, just for the, you know, serious ones.
No, but you know, it doesn't matter, you know, like if I have to do it all from the top again, then I will do, you know. For me, it's about the output, it's about the art, it's about the message, and it's about the product, you know. I don't care if I have to go all the way back to the beginning and then start again in order to do something right, I will do it.
Tím, že teď je spousta solových projektů mimo Neubauten a Neubauten jako takových mají chtějí fungovat spíš jako mateřská loď pro jejich vysílání, tak Alex s tím nemá problém, s tím pocitem, jako kdyby začínali vždycky úplně od začátku, a kdyby se měl vrátit úplně na začátek a neměl za sebou tenhle velký kus práce, tak by mu to vůbec nevadilo, protože to pro ně je o oddanosti, o tom, co všechno ze sebe vydá a tak dále. Now I'm gonna play your together project, Hitman's Heel, which is the actual song Bikers, not Bikers Lullaby, but Hickory Dickory Dock you are singing on, Danielle. Do you have any story about this song?
Well, Hickory Dickory Dock is based on American children's lullabies, and they're actually very strange lullabies. When I heard them when I was small, I always thought they don't make sense at all. They're very irritating lullabies. You listen to them and they have strange stories. And then much later I found out that originally all of these lullabies were actually magic sayings.
And nursery rhymes.
Yeah, magic nursery rhymes. But before they were nursery rhymes, they were actually magic, you know, things to say magic with. That's why they don't make sense, because they're not about the nursery rhyme story. They have a completely different meaning. So those whole stories always fascinated me, and I decided to make a song out of them. About 15 years ago, I wrote the lyrics, a long time ago, mm-hmm. when I was still with my old band, Space Cowboys. And now, together with Alexander, I decided to put music to it and perform it. And it's kind of like, it's like a magic incantation about my life and what my life is about.
Písničku, kterou Daniel DePicciotto napsala text už před 15 lety, Hickory Dickory Dock, a je o různých říkankách a ukolébavkách amerických, které jí nejprve přišly velmi divné, ale v zápětí se rozhodla, že je přetaví a že vlastně zjistila, že pochází z kouzelných rčení, a až potom se z nich staly ukolébavky. S tímhle projektem Hitman's Heel, kde na turné doprovázel ještě Chris Hughes, kterého můžete znát jinak od Hugha Race a dalších, tak to teď skončilo a zároveň mělo takové velké finále ve spojení s Kidem Kongo, s berlínským DJem Kahnem a s Julie Cruise, kterou můžete znát hlavně v spojitosti s Twin Peaks. How was Burn Baby Burn Tour for you? It was like different genres put together. Where this idea came from?
Well, we Alexander and I have been touring for 10 years now with different projects, and it was always us two. And we felt like this time, I mean, Hitman's Heel is of course us two, and Chris as the drummer. But we felt like touring with more people, just for a change, to be together with different artists and tour Europe together. And as we like clashes, we don't like doing things that are, you know, predictable. We asked musicians that we admire very much, but that do completely different music than us. Khan, for instance, Khan of Finland, is somebody that I have been a fan of for a long time, and Alexander has worked with him for film music and stuff. So we asked him. He does more dance-oriented music. Then we asked Kid Congo, because, of course, we're very old friends, and we love him, and we love the music that he does. He does more spoken word kind of music, so that's different from what we do. And then, because Khan had worked with Kid and with Julie Cruz, he suggested that we take Julie Cruz along, because her singing is also similar to the way I sing. We both have a very kind of wispy way of singing, and so that would be, in a way, similar, but also different. So in that way, we had things where everything was connected, but everything was different, to create something unexpected, because we like to surprise people.
Tohle spojení muzikantů z různých žánrů přišlo právě díky chtění Alexandra a Daniel nedělat nic předvídatelného, takže právě Khan, DJ, který vytváří spíš taneční hudbu, Julie Cruz, která má sice trochu podobný hlasový projev jako Daniel, ale taky pochází spíš z popovějšího světa, a Kid Congo, kterého znáte nebo můžete znát ze zásadních sestav, jako je Gun Club, The Cramps nebo Bad Seeds. To jsem viděl na minulé neděli, v minulou neděli, kdy právě zakončili v Berlíně turné. Bylo to úžasné, ovšem to je teď pryč, teď má Alexander Haka a Daniel De Picciotto před sebou jiné projekty a týkají se hodně právě Einstürzende Neubauten, kteří budou dnes slavit v Praze své 31. narozeniny. So the next project basically is a book you wrote already, and the Neubauten tour, which is very exciting for fans. Can you be more specific?
That's what's next on our schedule is first in May. Well, basically what's on our schedule right now and what is our priority, we are doing a audiovisual installation at the Meat Factory, which is opening on the 12th of May. That's the first and foremost important thing that we're doing.
Yeah, so we'll be in Prague now until the 15th of May, working like crazy, creating music and visuals and film and drawings for this installation, which the theme is time.
And when that is done and we have wrapped up our affairs here, we're going to go on a little extension of the anniversary tour with Neubauten, which will take us to Switzerland, to Lausanne, to Munich. No, first Switzerland, Lausanne, then and in Lausanne we also do the two-day thing, where one day is Neubauten show, second day we present side project. That means then on the second day in Switzerland, Lausanne, on the 25th of May, we will also be performing the Hitman's Heel again. And after that, Neubauten will go to the Primavera Festival in Barcelona, Spain. And then we are going to Munich to play at the Muffathalle there. Also there, we will do the two-day thing, but we're not doing the Hitman's Heel there because we just played the Muffathalle with the Burn Baby Burn tour.
Yeah, Jochen and Andrew will be performing in the Muffathalle in Munich.
Yes, that's right. And then we are going down over the Alps to Italy to do two more shows, one in Roma and one in Torino. And that'll be it for Neubauten this year.
Takže Neubauten mají před sebou ještě takové doplnění toho těch oslav 30 let výročí, kdy se zastaví v některých evropských městech, jak jste slyšeli Alexandra vypočítávat. Pro nás asi nejzajímavější destinace festival Primavera Sound na konci května, a jinak to bude od Neubauten pro tento rok a možná i na další dobu všechno. Ale Daniel má taky teď čerstvě vydanou, nebo tento týden vychází kniha jejich memoáru, k tomu se dostaneme za chvíli. Mě zajímá jedna věc, protože Alexander Hake, který je stále se svou ženou Daniel De Picciotto ve studiu, vstoupil do Neubauten jako hodně mladý. Alexi joined Neubauten very young, and by the time, for example, this recording was made, still nowadays it sounds quite radio unfriendly and kind of radical, even after all this time. Did you consider this music when you were listening to this back then as radical as it sounds maybe today to someone, or did you were in a Berlin like so into the scene that it sounded like completely normal pop music for you?
Well, yeah, of course it was radical, and of course we felt pretty much like outsiders back then. You know, there was you could divide the world into two kinds of people: the ones that were like us and everybody else. So, you know, and there were a few people that did similar things, and they were ours, and everyone else was like mainstream and the regular people, and they were boring, and we hated them and the music that they listened to.
Tak jak říká Alex, tak už tenkrát to měli rozdělené na to, kdo je stejný jako oni, kdo pokládali tuhle hudbu samozřejmě za radikální, ale nějakým způsobem mluvila za ně a zbytek světa, který potom nenáviděli, což samozřejmě bylo trochu s nadsázky. A zajímavé je, že právě Daniel De Picciotto, hlavně teď nejčastější spolupracovnice a žena Alexandra, teď vydává v těchto dnech, zatím jenom v angličtině, svoji knihu memoáru The Beauty of Transgression, right? A já jsem ji poprosil, aby nám tady exkluzivně kousek z té knihy přečetla. So Daniel asked you maybe to write read a short passage. What is it about?
Well, in this passage I describe how Roland Wolf, who is the former keyboarder of Nick Cave, took me to my first Neubauten concert in Berlin.
Bude to krátká ukázka právě z její nové knihy, která popisuje, jak Roland Wolf, což byl takový docela zásadní člen na určitou dobu Bad Seeds Nicka Cavea, jak vzal Daniel, když přijela do Berlína v roce 87 na první koncert Neubauten. Please.
Then Roland took me to my first Neubauten concert, and as we stood in the back of the hall, quietly watching the band galvanize the crowd with their magnetism, presenting a scene of unconditional anarchy with large shadows moving heavily and a combination of music, fire, metal, electricity, guttural voices, heavy rhymes, and ferocious interaction between each other and the crowd, I finally understood how the sheer force of their performance could sweep people off their feet and believed they were a perfect embodiment of Berlin's anarchic state of mind in the 1980s. No wonder the whole city felt represented by this band. Backstage, after the show, I watched the musicians move about, mingling with friends, and perceived that even as individuals, they personified the extreme character traits of the city. The perfectionist, intelligent mind of Blixa, never accepting a superficial answer, questioning everything over and over again, represented the city's intellectual side. Andrew's anarchic, inquisitive stance, permanently ready to destroy and rebuild objects into a fresh creation, was equivalent to Berlin's eternal creativity, a refusal to accept any concept as finished, instead always adding a personal touch, individualizing everything. Alexander's good nature, consumption of gallons of booze and multitudes of women roaming restlessly, ever on the lookout for yet another dare, rocking the walls with his uncontrollable, uninhabited, boundless energy, jibed with Berlin's unrepentant, ungovernable spirit. FM Einheit, a force of nature, like Zeus, shaking the steel foundations with his strength, a bastion of power, stubbornly ready to knock anybody over that underestimated his strength or endurance, reminded me of the city's historic foundation, and Mark Chung, with his quiet capacity for dealing with the world and finding unusual ways of organizing and profiting from chaos, represented the invincible side of Berlin, always winning in the end, in spite of the tumultuous events that had tried to overcome it. Together they became an entity as unconventional and overwhelming as Berlin. Their music was the city's voice. Over the years, the parallels between Berlin and Einstürzende Neubauten became my compass as to what direction the city was going in. Even between 1994 and 2000, the years in which I felt most uncomfortable in Berlin because of the rising commercialism, the band mirrored the transformation and confusion of new structures. At that time, they were trying out new melodies, styles, and musicians. FM Einheit and Mark Chung left and were replaced by Jochen Arbeit and Rudi Moser. The band's restructuring was as dramatic as the city, less disobedient and loud, the rough edges smoothed away and refined. Rudolf Moser replaced FM Einheit's impressive force with a delicate, well-groomed stream of rhymes and rhythms, and Jochen Arbeit introduced ghostly, ethereal compositions more appropriate to Blixer's new poetic stance, which he had adopted since abandoning his frenzied screaming of yore. Never lacking elegance, unusual content, or intelligence in their music, Neubauten helped me accept the metamorphosis of Berlin. They saw change as something universally important and all objects as subjects to examination before they changed once more. Their personal lives developed, their tastes became more refined, low-key, healthier, they started families, and though they matured, they nonetheless remained unapologetic and uncompromising, maintaining a certain standard of quality and continuing to fascinate their original fans, their fans' children, and even their grandchildren over decades.
Einstürzende Neubauten ještě jednou opakuje, dnes mají večírek v Praze, v Meat Factory, kde právě Alexander bude živě mixovat některé nahrávky. Jochen Arbeit vystoupí se svými soundscapes, Enu Unruh přiveze pár svých stolů, které vyrobila na Zvučil, aby předvedl svůj Beating the Drum performance. No ale velmi nedílnou součástí celé téhle té rodiny je právě Daniel De Picciotto, kterou jste slyšeli předtím číst z její nové knihy The Beauty of Transgression. Pokud by vás tahle kniha, která je víceméně memoárová, ale vyzdvihuje i umělce, kteří nejsou tolik zviditelněni za dobu z berlínské scény, tak určitě bude k sehnání a Daniel pojede tak takové malé turné čtecí, které se zastaví v Praze. Daniel, you'll be reading from your new book in Prague's Goethe Institute.
Yes, I will be reading, and in general I will be doing a reading tour also in June. And I will be doing it together with Alexander. Alexander is going to accompany me with electronic music soundscapes. And I will also be showing a couple of visuals with pictures of the times back then. The book goes from 1987 to 2005. It's basically how I arrived in Berlin and how music, art, fashion, and clubs developed during that time. So I go through industrial music, through techno music, up to electro clash, until what we do today, and of course the art scene in which I participated. So it's kind of a pretty good picture of Berlin, how it changed since 87.
Od roku 1987, kdy Daniel přijel do Berlína, až do roku 2005, popisuje její vnímání berlínské kultury od industriální hudby přes technoklubovou scénu, přes electroclash až po hudbu, kterou dělají dnes. Právě bude číst z téhle knihy v pražském Goethe Institutu to turné, kdy bude doprovázet Alexander Hacke z Neubauten, její muž, bude probíhat v červnu. You have to read the book, Alex.
Of course I have read the book, yes.
What did you find out, or what Daniel also find out during the reading and during the making of the book? Have you found out something new you didn't know before, like during the process? Or because maybe you are still asked to look back, but...
Well, her style is very descriptive, and it evokes many pictures in one's head. And... Well, and of course it's interesting because we were not experiencing entirely the same things throughout these years, because she was in other scenes, and then, you know, like the 80s for me are a bit foggy, and and also, you know, that, you know, it's just nice to read, and one does not really realize also this whole thing about a 30th anniversary, you know, like and a book that spans over, you know, almost 25 years. One does not realize how time flies. So it is actually quite enlightening to let it all pass by again and to.
Yeah, because the crazy thing, I mean, that's the reason why I started writing the book. I started writing the book in 95. It took me 15 years to write. Was because I realized that you forget things, you know, things, yeah, in your own life that you think you will never forget. Mm-hmm. You forget.
Yeah.
And it's scary how much one forgets and how many things are forgotten that were special, that were really beautiful. And so I thought at one point, I don't want these things to be forgotten, and I know I'm going to forget them. So I started writing them. And when people read the book, they're like, that's right. It's crazy. It was so different, especially because things change so fast nowadays. I mean, you know, when I came to Berlin, there were no mobile phones, there were no fax machines, there were hardly any video recorders. I mean, the world has changed so much. And when you start reading that, you suddenly remember how much it's changed, and you realize how incredible, how very different life has become.
And I tell you what I forgot now, all these things to translate.
Sorry.
No problem.
It's okay, just make something up.
Zkrátka, kniha od Daniela Depiča, to bude hodně zajímavá, jak si pochvaluje i Alexander, tak krásně vykresluje obrazy z doby, kterou on sám třeba i považuje za docela už mlhavou ve své paměti, a hodně se i naučili a připomněli si věcí. A určitě berlínská scéna byla i pro nás velmi důležitá. Poslední pozvánka dneska večer do Meat Factory na večírek Einstürzende Neubauten, 31 let od prvního koncertu, dnes 1. dubna, začíná se v 8, vystoupí tam hned 3 nebo 4 členové se svými solovými projekty a bude tam karaoke, filmy, bude toho spoustu. So thank you very much and see you tonight at Meat Factory.
Yes.
All right.
And let's party.